Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number, please?
Yeah, let me look here. Okay, it's 1079-3050.
What is that?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, my account number is 1079-3050-001. That's it.
And what is your name?
Jared Hobbs.
And Mr. Hobbs, what is your zip code?
60174.
60174. And may I ask what collection are you referring to today?
Batman Automobilia Collection.
Batman Automobilia.
Yeah, I got an email from some fellow in your customer service department, Robert Watkins. And I've just been going back and forth with Eagle Moss for seems like years, because what was happening was I would get the models. They were coming to me like with little parts broken off in the containers, and they had to keep sending me new models out. And then all of a sudden, I stopped getting them all together. Come to find out, the card, the credit card I was using to pay for these, it expired, and nobody from there contacted me. They didn't call, they didn't email, nothing. So I assume y'all just forgot about me, and I was actually, at that point, I was frustrated, and I launched off a kind of, you know, it was a rough email, just to say the least. It was kind of nasty. I mean, I was just angry. I was, you know, complaining about how, you know, your team hadn't gotten back to me in months, and I just thought it was really lackluster. Come to find out, it was my own fault. So I felt really bad about that. I sent him, this Robert Watkins off email of apology, because, you know, I didn't know it was just because my card had expired. And that's what he's saying here, that because the card that was on file, it was, the credit card in which you had provided for your payments is now expired. So that, in a nutshell, that explains the long wait, why I wasn't getting anything. So
did we update already, or did we need to do that today?
No, yeah, that's why I'm calling, yeah. So I got the new card here. I'll give you the information when you're ready.
This says this program has been discontinued.
Hold on a second.
Could you verify your delivery address, please?
Yeah, it's 1557 Deerfield Court, St. Charles, Illinois, 60174.
It says you are on your, this is the Batman Automobilia Collection. You're on your 25th shipment, June the 4th, 2019.
Yeah, that's what they told me. But the problem is, see, I'm kind of getting mixed information. And that's one reason I was so frustrated. I just, you know, like I said, I sent this email to your corporate office. I called last week and I talked to a supervisor, and he said, like what you just said, that the collection was discontinued. But this guy is saying that I guess because and also they told me this before, months ago when I called, last time I called, but they said that because I was already in this membership,
that you
this
still get the rest of them. But being that they discontinued, they did a basically a overhaul of the whole Eagle Moss collections. And your subscription, what, you know, your, I mean, the Batman collection was one of them. It says that on May the 10th,
which was yesterday's
refund day. Refund decline. Oh, no, you need to update. That's why you need to update your card, because it was discontinued and they had authorized and see the system and physically it's two different things. The warehouse still, they shipping out. But because this collection program discontinued by Eagle Moss, they had to stop it and they refunded you. So, and the refunds did not go through because refund declined. That means the card, because of the card, that's why the card needs to be updated to accept those refunds for the last charge that was debited in error because it was canceled.
So yet and still then this I'm I'm still confused now because everybody's saying different things. Like let me, Miss, if you have a minute, let me read this, what this fellow sent to me. I don't know who this guy is. If he's
That's our Robert Watkins is basically over the but he's in corporate. But I mean, I do apologize that you're confused, but as of now, there are no more shipments because it's been discontinued. We need to update your credit card to put the refunds back on it.
Is it? Let me ask you something. Is this the reason they phased out these collections? Is it due to COVID?
It has a lot to do with COVID, supply and demand, and revenue, all in one.
Okay.
They made a corporate decision.
What this guy is saying, he says, thank you for your membership. We hope you are enjoying this exciting program. We would like to rush you your next shipment. However, the credit card which you had provided for your payments is now expired. In order to resume your shipments, please contact customer service at our toll-free number. And then he says, you know, closings. But so apparently he's not even in the loop. He apparently thinks that this...
he is in the loop, but being that we can't modify the emails, he just sent you an email so you can call us so I can explain what I just explained to you. Because we have a multitude. This was unexpected, discontinuing. So rather than changing the email, you know, you can click on the email and send it to them, send a message. Rather than modifying the complete email process, he sent you something for you to call me so I can explain this to you.
Oh, I see. So that this is not even completely true. So I sent a letter of apology for nothing then, because, you know, I understand everything's been changing over last year and a half because of this pandemic, but it's still, you know, you folks left me hanging, and now he had my hopes up. I thought I was going to keep getting these, and now come to find out it's not the case. So
that's correct. Actually, you didn't send it in error because we sent you a shipment or a refund. It was, the card still needed to be updated, and that was the reason. Well, they sent out the discontinued emails when they closed the accounts out. So January the 24th.
I don't believe I ever got that. I know I got one email from someone in your corporate division, and just a bunch of baloney about something or another. But it wasn't to let me know. This was before COVID. This was probably two and a half years ago they sent me this. So, and then, you know, that's why I sent that, you know, discouraging email, because I hadn't gotten any kind of information as far as, you know, this collection being discontinued. So, maybe it was sent and I just, it ended up in my spam or trash folder. I don't know, but, I'm still disappointed, but I guess, you know, if there's nothing I can do going forward, I mean, I can give you this card information. I think we already, we're all set with that. So what kind of refund is it? Is it just for like a couple missed, issues or?
It looks like for a shipment. This says on May 10th, 1, 2, 3, refund. Let's see. Or did they try to do it three times? That is for 20. It should be for 2091 times 3.
2091 times 3?
Yes, that's what the refund is.
2091. So that's like 20. It's almost $21. So it's
Sir. Yeah, $60. We're looking at about $63, $62.
Is there any possible way that rather than try to credit this card, is it possible you can send a check?
No, sir. Everything is online.
Yeah. See, that's going to hold up. That's going to hose up my card. What it's going to do is it's going to add a positive balance so that when I don't know what's going to happen. It might work. Well, it should.
Your card is no good? I'm not understanding.
The card is fine. It's just what's going to happen is once that credit goes, the positive credit goes through, it's going to put a positive balance on my account on this card, and all the pending transactions are going to kind of be in limbo, and I'm not going to know what to pay for my next payment. You know, just as far as paying it every month, it's, you got to pay your credit card bill every month.
Okay. A credit. I'm not understanding what you're saying. I would rather a credit any day. This is a refund. Okay. So you are refusing a refund because you think it would upset the of your bill.
Yeah, but it's just this is a special kind of card. It's I have it tied into my bank account. It's not my actual bank. It's a different bank. And
okay, do you have an additional card that we can update to put the refund back on?
Oh, yeah, sure. We could do that. Okay. Well, I got a bank ATM card.
I'm trying. Is that a Master Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Not a problem.
So let me ask you this, Miss. Any card, so long as it's like a Visa, a MasterCard, whatever it is.
Exactly.
You can refund that amount onto that card?
Yes, it'll automatically go back. It's already been refunded, but it's in limbo. It's declined. As soon as I update the card number, within 3 to 5 business days, you'll see the credit on the card.
Okay. You could. Now, this is a debit ATM card, but I think it's connected to my bank. So if you send the refund through this, it should go through, I would think.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. I've used this card for transactions. It should be fine.
May we proceed?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's the number. 4833-1300-5265-4092.
And the expiration?
0426.
Okay, we've updated to a Visa ending in 4092, expire April 2026.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Within 3 to 5 business days, you'll see the credit go back to your account. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, I just had a couple more questions for you. Do you anticipate this collection ever coming back, or is it gone with the wind? It'll never resurface or anything?
Well, I can't say that because I remember when, I mean, ooh, how long has it been? I've seen collections come back, go and come. So that is undetermined, but as long as supply, I mean, demand and supply is down,
is down.
You can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, so that
makes no business sense.
Yep, right. So that's why they made the corporate decision to, you know, discontinue these collections. I guess from what your supervisor was saying the other day, it sounded like there were a few of them. So I guess the ones where they didn't have quite as many subscribers, which I can understand. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully it'll come back. I'm an avid Batman fan, have been since I was a kid. And it was just, you know, it was kind of sad to hear about this collection being discontinued. But it is what it is. And thank you in advance for the refund. I do look forward to that then.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all I need. Oh, yeah. By the way, that I'm sorry, but that because it's a credit card, even though it's from my bank, you wouldn't need like a routing number or the account number. That's the number I gave you. So it would just be, you wouldn't need a routing number, right?
No, sir.
Okay. So it should be automatic. Then it should just pop up in the next few days.
3 to 5 business days, yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Do I need any kind of a confirmation that this credit is going to be hitting my bank or?
Once it's generated, you're going to get an email, and your account number is your confirmation.
Okay. Okay, very good.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, no, that takes care of it.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.